What's good, everybody? Robin E here on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. As always, appreciate y'all for tapping in with your girl. Make sure you all follow me on Patreon. I have a lot of exclusive things I'm going to drop on there. Make sure you subscribe. Damn it. I don't know what y'all waiting on. Go ahead and subscribe. Do the damn thing. Bringing y'all the hottest interviews. Stop playing with me. Ain't nobody else cranking out interviews like me right now. So you might as well tap in, tune in, join the wave so you can say that you were a part of it first. Super excited to drop this episode. Frida K in the building, G. Like, she's my new best friend. That's it. We're best friends now. Got into her music, her influences, and just her personality. When I tell you, me and Shorty was sipping and laughing, okay? We was having a good-ass time, and she celebrated her birthday on the show, which was dope as hell as well. So shout-out to you, Miss Frida K. I'm so happy you had an amazing, amazing birthday. Take a moment and tap in with your girl. She is definitely the next diva on the up-and-coming. Keep listening. New episode dropping right now.
You got a successful
call. Oh, yeah. We official. We official like a whistle. I know.
I stopped smoking, like, we used to blow it down
in this month.
On my snaps and stuff, because I realized, like, if kids do listen to my shit, I don't need their parents being like, oh my God, you listen to someone that smokes weed.
I don't know what they're going to say about me, because, baby, I did a whole episode about weed. A whole episode.
I mean, is that what?
My sister started smoking when she was
16. Kids, and you said I just had to accept it.
I mean, it's different. But you got to think about all the shit people use it for now. And that'd be my excuse. People are using shit in medical fields.
Sure, I have a medical card.
Fuck you. They got glaucoma, yep. All types of anxiety,
oh, yeah.
Pain management.
Yeah.
I'm going through it. I need to smoke.
Yep.
I don't think those things are bad
for how to manage them. Manage them with weed. Right. That's better to me than taking all of this man-made medicine and shit that they're creating anyway, that they're putting your system so you can be on it the rest of your life. I'm straight.
Oh. She said, I'm straight.
I'm straight. Yeah. What's good, everybody? Robin here on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. And I'm so excited to have Miss Frida K in the building. First off, happy birthday!
Thank you. Appreciate you
coming on here, spending some of your birthday day with me.
That's what's up. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. Did you have a good birthday? I know you're not in town.
I did, yeah, actually. So I actually have an anniversary around my birthday with my man. So we went to Gatlinburg and we did the whole like nature thing. Super dope out there.
That's cute.
Super fun time. Definitely be back too.
Okay. So you like nature?
Oh, love nature. Girl, we got to go on that walk.
Yes. Yes. We definitely need to go on that nature walk. I love nature.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too. It.
That's good. I'm happy you had a good birthday.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So for those that don't know, Miss Frida K is a artist, musician.
Yes. Yes.
All around dope ass woman. If I do say so myself. Thank you. So where are you from, Miss Frida?
I'm actually from Illinois. I was born in Cook County, Park Ridge. Grew up here all my life, really.
Okay.
A little bit in Humboldt Park when I was younger with my godparents, and then up here around Lake, Waukegan. I mean, I've been everywhere.
Okay.
So, but yep, okay. Midwest girl, born and raised in Illinois.
I love it. What's your favorite thing about living up here?
Honestly, like, people knock it, but I feel like the culture out here is, like, wild.
Okay.
Like, when it comes to, like, just, like, you know, you have the Southern hospitality, which I love to death. I feel like we have, like, the real... I don't know how to explain it. Like, we have that edge. Like, we're sassy, but we're still so, like, community-wise.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we're still smiling at people. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
It's not all bad, like, people want to say.
You
know, but that's how I feel. That's why I like
you ain't lying. We're one of the only people, like, region-wise that say, you know, like, we're moving past
that's
people.
Our way of saying
they don't do that shit other places.
Oh, no.
That's how people knew, like, I wasn't from there. I was like, damn, y'all don't say.
You're like, oh.
You know, they just move, or, you know, move past you. You'd be like, damn,
yeah.
Like,
or there's other, like, part of me. I'm like, oh.
Right. Oop.
That is so funny. Dead.
That's funny as hell. No, that's what's up. It is a live culture around these parts.
Absolutely.
Okay. So when you were growing up, did you like being outside all the time, too? You was a homebody?
Absolutely. I was always riding my bike, rollerblading,
okay.
going through nature trails with my little brother and sister, you know, shout out to Laz and Laura. I love that. Always in nature, even if it's just like being in the grass and just laying in there and just watching the sky and listening to like nature's music itself. It's always just like humbled me and just brought me to that place where it's like, all right, cool.
So you seem like you've always been outgoing and just yourself.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I don't know. I think it's the way that I grew up. I just always had to be vocal and outgoing anyways. So like to me, I think it just always stuck with me and it's just who I am now.
I love that you're very confident. It exudes, you know, all in your voice and, you know, the way you express yourself. That's really, really dope.
So sweet.
I love that.
I'm having a great birthday. So butting me up, girl.
But when did you start singing?
Honestly, so like around like 5.
Oh, damn.
I remember like turning on the TV and like TLC at the time was like all the rage. And I remember just like looking up and seeing like literally like TLC straight up just like dancing on the TRL show. And I'm just like, I want to do that. So then I just like started singing a little bit, like, cause I was always like humming and stuff like that from what I can remember. And then, yeah, I just saw that and I was like, I need to do this. And then Britney Spears, I mean, all, you know, every night or every evening, I would run home from school just to catch that show. No lie. Just to try to learn the dance moves and sing. And from that moment on, I just knew like, that's what I want to do.
I love that. 100. So you the prophet. Hold on. Oh, yeah. You 5 with your shit on. You like, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Let's just say I was in 6th grade and I literally invented like a music group. And we were like trying to like wear matching outfits.
Period.
The energy, it's the nostalgia for me.
We were like at recess, like, you know, like just.
What's the group name? What was the group name?
I honestly don't remember.
Damn!
I don't remember, but I know I was the lead singer. And I was like,
Two Live, you was the Beyonce. That's all you knew. That's all you knew. Two Live crew. Can't touch this.
Yeah, do you know?
I don't know. That's fire though. That's funny. That's made me think. Like, did you used to make up dances too when you was little?
Oh
like,
yeah, and y'all all the time. All
why,
the time.
Girl? Why we used to do that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's just in us. Like we like to move. We're women. We're like feminine.
That's so
you know?
Funny
it's
that
like,
you said that. That just brought me back.
I have a lot of childhood memories actually making up dances.
For real.
It's kind of
you
funny.
Said TLC, and I'm like, I definitely like, tried to do something to the creek. You feel me? I tried to do a little 1-2, but at the party, I never did the dance. Like, yeah. So I don't know what the point was.
I never did it anywhere either. It was just to learn, I guess. Have fun with it.
I'm dead. Okay. So, 5 years old. That's a long time.
For sure.
When did you actually start like writing and making music?
Honestly, since I can start writing, I mean, my mom has boxes of journals from like as far as like 2nd grade. Like I started off like writing short stories or like poems. And then eventually I was like, okay, I could sing. So I'm going to, how do I change this into like a song? Yeah. And then it was like, it just from there, I never stopped writing. No. Like, it's kind of weird actually. Like I'm always writing no matter what. Every day I'm like in my notes because now technology is different. So I'm not in the journal as much, even though I do have journals because I like the nostalgic
Me
feel
too.
To it. You know what I'm saying? Like the pretty journals, like opening it up. It's just a whole different experience, I feel like. But if I'm going to go somewhere, it is nice to be like, oh, cool. I could just like pop this into my phone because I have like ideas for songs or like just anything. You know, it's so weird. So
see, I knew I liked it. I knew you was a creative and things. I knew that.
I knew when I first met you too. We met at that show, at one of the shows.
Yes. I love that. That's dope.
Thank you.
I'm a writer too, so I be scribbling shit in my notebooks all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's almost like you can't help it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do it.
Yeah. I love that. So you find inspiration everywhere.
Everywhere.
For your music.
Because there's inspiration everywhere. Everywhere you look, no matter what, you know, like, there really is. You just have to find it.
Nice.
Be open to it, honestly.
So how do you put together a song? Like, what's your process?
So I have a couple of processes. So like one of them obviously is like, what kind of day am I having? If I'm having one of those days where I just, it's my therapy, I'm like, all right, what kind of mood am I in? Am I angry? Am I upset? Or, you know, however. And then I just kind of jot down how I feel. And then I'll like write down the words that I feel. And then I just kind of wordplay off them. Like, okay, cool. How could I turn this into a song? And then it's just like, you get the melody and then it's like, all right, cool. I'm gonna rhyme this. Oh, okay, cool. Now we have a, like a layout to a song. Or honestly, if I hear like a beat, right? So like the first like 2 seconds, I can already tell the vibe and what I believe is my interpretation of the song. And I'll be like, all right, cool. I already know what I'm gonna write. This is about dot, dot, dot. Or like, you know, a girl that likes a guy, but the guy don't want her. And then I'll just write that down and then go from there. And then like kind of build off that. So
that's dope.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Thank you.
You put real songs together.
Oh yeah.
Real
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I write everything. Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah.
I like that. That's dope as hell. Definitely had a day going. So what, if you had a bad day, just be like, these motherfuckers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Up. Oh listen, I used to like freestyle to Eminem's like rap instrumentals.
Ooh,
and like right
up,
I
would Eminem's baby.
Distracts all day. All day. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker.
Damn. Oh,
I would just write a
whole. Damn, we need a diss track, Rita. We need a diss track.
Hey, I got some in the tank.
I know you probably be going hard on that bitch.
I'd be like, what's up? What's up? Knees weak, arms are heavy. And I'm like,
I'm dead as fuck.
I definitely want to hear a diss record.
Oh, damn. Listen, I got them. I got them.
You got them all.
Angry
dead.
As hell,
dead as fuck. You just killed me.
And so they're like, yeah, I got this.
Oh,
like, piss
Robinson.
Me off.
Talk about, can we get a sample?
Look, what? A sample of a diss track?
Look, hold on, wait.
Hold on.
Wait.
You want me to diss you?
Y'all got.
Y'all gotta pay for that now. We ain't doing none of that today.
Damn, they came with it.
She said, you want to diss your ass?
I am dead.
So give me
fun.
5 business days.
I'm dead as fuck. That's funny as hell.
Just playing.
No, for real though.
Freedom might bring back the diss record for the females. I don't know. We're anxious. We anxious.
No, that's funny as hell. So who is like your favorite artist? What's like the one artist that you get a lot of your inspiration from?
Honestly, Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
I like always try to like always call her like my Mariah, inner Mariah.
Okay.
And I just always think like, how would Mariah do it? Because okay. I felt like she was just so, first of all, she's a phenomenal singer, okay? Like 8th octave, all that. You ain't going to find that. Like she's phenomenal.
She is.
And I just feel like she really embodied her entire career, like who she is. She really branded herself off who she is. And I think she's like unapologetic or herself, which is something that I'm trying to do with my brand. Like, oh. I am me. This is me. Take it or leave it. I'm a diva. I could be not, you know, mm-hmm. a chill girl or whatever, but this is me, you know? And I think that with her music, I just, her poetry, her writing skills, I mean, everything was just like on point for me. So I was like, I want to be Mariah so bad. So.
Okay. What's your favorite Mariah song? If you had to pick one, just one.
It's a really old school song. I'm trying to think. Oh my God, now I can't remember.
She
the
got a lot
song.
Of bangers too. Right?
She does, but I like her old school stuff. Okay. Like, I'm trying to remember. But if I would say the most recent one for sure is Don't Forget About Us.
Oh, okay.
That one be like.
That's that ballad.
That would be hitting me.
That's
in the
that ballad. Up in your chest.
But really, anything from Mariah, I love her so much.
She's fire though. She's fire.
So fire.
It's the breakdown song for me with a. Crazy,
fake
that, what? Motherfuckers don't even be sad. I just put that shit on like shit. Let me turn it up, cause damn.
Everybody's just like they just start crying out of nowhere. You're
no,
like,
for real. Putting the lighters up and shit.
That is so.
Damn, I miss my uncle. Joe.
No, that's that shit though, for sure. That's definitely that in my head.
I can't.
No, that's dope though, Mariah Carey. I could see some diva attributes in you. I could definitely see that coming up out you.
You know, gotta, you know, you gotta know I'm playing.
You owning it. You know? So then, how would you describe your style? Since you referenced Mariah Carey, I feel like you definitely more of a.
I feel like I'm like a, because I feel like she's so like.
And you got a little.
I'm kind of like, what's up?
Yeah, you
and
got
I
a
feel
little.
Like. I, so, like, it's kind of just goes in the whole style of, like, just owning who you are and not taking anything else, like, you know, off the table or just pretty much letting people, like, this is me. Yeah. And it's, like, a more amped up, like, edgier style.
Okay.
You know, like, what's up? Like
I like that.
Like, butterflies are like skulls. Like, you know, it's like.
But I'm still cute.
You know.
Okay. First off, he said, nah, just some vocals, no diss.
Y'all funny as hell.
You're like, I don't want no problem.
You can definitely check me out, Frida K, on Apple Music, Pandora, all that stuff. Look at my singles. You can definitely hear me sing there.
Check it out.
Shout out to Lucky Love, though. He said, shout out to the boss, Frida.
Hey, what's up? I love his energy.
I love him,
his
too.
Energy is too loud.
I love
I'm like,
him too.
Hey, okay.
I love him, too. He's awesome as fuck. We was in this bitch cracking the fuck
up. Oh, I saw the pictures.
Stupid shit. I mean, no. But shout out to y'all. Y'all showing Frida some love. That's what's up, y'all. Make sure y'all tap in with her. This is her IG scrolling down here on the bottom screen. So make sure y'all tap in with her.
Yes.
So what was the first song that you wrote or made?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember?
Actually, yeah. So it was, like, back in probably 2009. I was, like, 19, 20, maybe. And I was in this, like, tiny bedroom, and we were making this one song, and it was with this guy, Louis Lyric, who I'm still actually in cahoots with today, and he's doing phenomenal himself in the music world. He's a producer, artist, lyricist, all of that. But I remember just, like, writing this, like, sob-ass song, man. I'm talking about, like, it was beautiful, don't get me wrong, but I had no idea what I was doing, though. I had no idea what I was doing. But I don't even know where that song went, and I'm so sad because it's,
damn,
like,
it just disappeared.
I know, but if, Louis, if you're watching this, find that. Please
find that, that and send it to me.
Yeah, so yeah, send it to her.
No, I'm just playing. But find it though. I would love to hear that.
Oh my god!
So you actually recorded? Like I know a lot of people saying like, "Oh, I just you know made some and never released it," but you actually recorded.
Yeah.
The song? Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, the guys that I met because at the time I was a manager at Little Caesars.
Okay.
And these guys were like rappers, and I was like, "Yo, I can sing a little bit." And then they were like, "Oh my god, come to my studio." And then you know I'm like, "All right, let's go." We you know we thought we was doing
oh my
it.
God.
You know so. And then, you know, I mean, honestly, though, I give them a lot of credit because they really did push me to be like, no, you can sing. Like, you need to do something with this. And it was like, I don't think if it wasn't for certain people in my life growing up that really pushed me to do it, I don't think I would be where I'm at right now. So it's like, it's nice to think, actually, that you asked that because it's nice to think of those moments because you don't, sometimes you don't look back sometimes and realize like, huh. Interesting, like pivotal points of your life, you know. So
absolutely, look at you getting real deep with it.
No, it's alcohol, right?
You know, just kidding. Getting real deep with it. No, that's true though. You got to look at where you started and where you at right now. So I absolutely. Always wonder, like, when was that first moment you were like, okay, I'm gonna really do this shit.
Oh yeah.
And even though you don't have a song, you really made a song though. A lot of people don't even do that much. You know,
that's true. I guess I didn't really think about it like that.
Shout out to Frida doing your shit. So I do want to get into the fashion real quick because, baby,
okay,
I love the hair.
Oh my god,
I'm not gonna
you.
Lie, I love thank the hair. You. Definitely love the hair.
Sweet.
Like, do you want to have like your own kind of look to you? Because I feel like you look very original. You're kind of your own person.
I feel like I don't have like a one look. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really like I'm a Gemini, so you know, obviously,
oh,
you
shit.
Know. So I'm definitely like, I wake up and I'm like, what do I want to dress like today? So some days you might catch me in like a cute little crop top and some sweats okay. and some gym shoes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you go see me in a sundress. I mean, I'm just all like, I just do me, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I think with the hair, I think for sure, I used to have short hair. I used to have like so many different color hair.
Okay.
And I feel like this is just like me.
It is.
And I finally, so I'm like, I love it. I'm rocking it. I'm going to keep it. But as far as my fashion goes, I think anything just edgier.
Okay.
I just like to add a little bit. I would still say it's classy, just. A little bit of pop of edge in here and there. You know,
a little
spread
wrap. Yeah. Okay, because look, then it's the nails too. Y'all ain't even pink, but she definitely got the nails done. Okay, it's the nails too for me.
You know.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. No, I love that though. I definitely love your look. I think it's very original. I think that you stand out a lot too. I'm always looking for that in artists as well. People that just are comfortable being themselves.
Absolutely.
And just are always themselves. So you doing it. You doing it.
Thank you.
So your single, Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, yes. I love that song.
I love that song too. The cover art was fire too,
thank
by
you.
The way. I love that little cover art with the phone because period. Nigga.
Yeah, with the nails. Did you see the nails? Did you see the nails?
Okay. Because nigga what? Click.
Bye.
Click. So what inspired that song? Was that a situation?
So, yeah, like not with this guy, you know, past relationships. So, like, sometimes I forget, like, just because it already happened doesn't mean you can't go back on it and kind of, like, draw inspiration from it. And I just remember being at a point in my life where I was, like, dealing with this guy on and off for so long. And I was just like, wait, what? Like, it was that moment where I just found out, like, wait a minute, I'm a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? And then, you know what also inspired me was NSYNC. The Bye Bye Bye. And I just kind of, for some reason, that just really popped out in my head. Okay. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a whole spinoff because I'm very big on like bringing back the 90s culture.
Nice.
And I feel like it is kind of making a wave back. So I do like having like little inspo moments with like, you know, just random songs that have already been done.
Yeah.
And it's just like kind of like a fun like way of wordplay on it. And
okay.
I just like thought about it. I'm like, you know, and then I threw the raps in there and I was like, really want girls to be able to like turn this up and just be like jam out with their girls and like realize like, bye. You don't need anyone. Like,
mm-hmm.
you really don't. Like, bye. And have fun with it. It wasn't supposed to be like a heartbreak song. It was more like a, you're good, girl. No matter what happens, just go.
Yes.
Like, you know, so.
I love that. Because what?
Fuck these niggas.
Fuck these niggas. Get money. Get money.
No.
No, I
She's
love
crazy.
That, though. I love that. That's fire, though. It definitely
thank
is like
you.
A upbeat, like,
yeah.
fuck you song.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fuck you
But it's still,
song.
Like, I feel like it still has that little, like,
it
you
does.
Know, like, so it's like, I like it.
I
like
it
a lot. Thank you.
Okay. So what? You was NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC, all the way.
Okay.
I hate saying that because I do like some of the Backstreet, but
I ain't
NSYNC,
mad at you. I was
NSYNC.
Gonna look at you weird if you
just
said
like,
Backstreet
okay,
Boys.
Cool. Wait, were you Christina or Britney?
Britney.
Christina.
I
love Britney though. Don't get me wrong, but Christina had the vocals.
And Christina could sing. She really
could.
She really could sing.
Didn't have that.
She had the image.
Yeah.
And that's what really
absolutely.
Capped. But I feel you. Christina had the
she had them.
She really had
she really did.
But it was Britney for me. Free Britney, by the way.
For real. I think actually I heard some shit that like.
I think that shit real.
No, it is real.
The garden. Garden, no way. Whatever with all that shit. I think that shit is real as fuck. There's no way. They do a lot of shit in weird Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you got to just stay humble and pray and meditate.
I wish my daddy would.
That's all I know.
April, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I wish a nigga would try to take control over my life, my finances. And then
try to give me $1,000 a week. I'm Britney Spears and I'm
okay.
$1,000 a week?
The fuck?
What?
Nigga, I will hire somebody to do that. Okay. No, for real. That's fucked up. So free Britney.
Yeah.
But no, I like that though. Inspiration. I'm definitely NSYNC all the way.
Good.
I love NSYNC all the way. They fire. They fire.
They were. They need to make a comeback. I would die.
They do. Did you watch the Versus battle?
I always gotta ask people.
No. With Timbaland and Swizz Beatz.
I did not watch that one, no.
Swizz Beatz was calling out Justin Timberlake, basically.
Ooh.
You know, getting on his ass.
About
but
what?
I'm like, just saying he ain't been doing no tracks with the black folk lately.
Oh, because he's a sellout.
You know, from before. Mm-hmm. I don't really feel like he's a sellout.
I don't think he is either. I think he's exploring different genres.
That's how I feel. I really feel like he's a sellout, but it would be interesting for him to come on a Versus battle.
That would be interesting.
Because all his best shit.
Who should Justin Timberlake verse, though? If you were to go on that, like with his song?
I don't know. I was going to say Robin Thicke, but he ain't really got the wappy for Justin, though.
No. And I feel like while they're similar, they're also very different.
Yeah.
I'd love me some Robin Thicke, though.
Okay. Look, I ain't gonna shit too much on him. I was going to say something slick. I ain't going to do it. I used to fuck with him, but fuck him. But yeah, sure. I love... Damn.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, because he cheated on his wife, but that's the whole
thing. Oh, yeah, that is fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, fuck Robin. Okay.
Girl power on his bitch. What
I was going to say.
I don't know Paula personally, but I felt you
Lucky
on
girl,
that.
Sorry
I felt
about
you
that.
On that.
I'll beat his ass when I see him. No, I'm just kidding.
After y'all do this track.
Right.
After the track. After the track, we on his ass.
That is so funny.
I'm dead as fuck. Okay. But how do you feel right now about the music scene? Do you feel like R&B is changing for the better, for the worse? How you feeling about it?
I feel like everything is at a standstill, honestly. Ooh. Like with the pandemic and like not saying that music's not happening and that people aren't dropping stuff. I think that we're kind of on that wave right now where we're all adjusting. It's not just the local artists. It's like also the big dogs. A lot of people might stop with the shows and this and that. And I think that where it's headed, I don't know.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a wait and see. Like, I know that I'm ready to make an entrance into it and to switch things up. But I think we're going to see a lot of people that maybe before this pandemic wouldn't have even thought about getting to the top or pursuing a certain, you know, lane or this and that. So I think we might actually in a year or two or even this summer, we might just start seeing like different artists pop up that we would have never thought. And they just shot up faster because the pandemic really put things in perspective for a lot of people. So I'm actually curious to see how the game goes because it really is anybody's like ball right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
okay. It is anybody's game right now. I'm interested to see. Shout out to Tay Mystique. She said, y'all funny.
Hey, <boo. laughs>
I'm dead because we really just being silly. No, but shout out to you, Tay Mystique. I got to get you on here too, boo. Soon.
Yeah, for real.
Got you on here too. But no, you saying some real shit though, definitely about the music scene. I don't know where it's gonna go. I'm really into like the vibe R&B music thing, like the Brent Faiyaz and Ari. And
so I actually have not heard any of his music yet, Brent Faiyaz. I know. So I'm really like huge like Black fan. Like I don't know if I'm saying it right. The
Six Flags?
Yeah, is that what it's called? Six Flags?
I think Six Flags.
I don't know. But I love him. Like all his music. Like I really like his vibe. But that's very an Atlanta vibe too. So like, but I haven't tried him. So maybe I'll check it out tonight.
I'm gonna have to send you some shit.
Yeah, send me the songs that you like.
Okay,
like to hear other people.
He's fire though. He really is. Okay. And he does a good job of nostalgia of having that 90s.
Sound. I like. Okay, so now I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, he got a real old school sound to him. He got that shit you roll up, ride around the block to. You feel me?
Roll up or you can go on Lakeshore Drive.
You know, with your boo, you be at the barbecue. You know, playing Brent. You be at the house cooking, playing Brent. He's fire. I'm definitely a big.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
He's fire. But not like that. I feel like you definitely fit into that range too of just that new R&B type of flow. Cause it's changing.
I think it's gonna be like a mix. Like people want that nostalgic feeling, but it's got, with a little bit of like that twist, that modernized twist. So it's gonna be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with, you know, with I always say like people have asked me too about like the music, like how's it been going for everyone? And I think like it's not that it didn't hurt anybody because the whole world's standing still. If anything, that's giving us more time to pop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's crazy.
Okay. It is crazy. So you've also done a few live performances. Mm-hmm. You got a show, what is it, July 2nd?
Yeah, July 2nd at Lucky Bernays in Spring Grove. Check me out.
Doing your shit. I love to see it. So what's your process getting ready? You palms are sweaty.
No, the whole like couple days before, I'm like, everybody. No, I'm like Bridezilla, but at the show, you know, Showzilla. I'm like, where's my outfit? Somebody pick it up. Shout out to my man, though, because he be holding it down for me. I'm like, I need this, this, this. I give him a list. I'm like, I don't want to worry about nothing.
Period.
I just got to get in my zone and sing.
Okay.
And it's the diva energy for me. Period.
She said, where's my shit? Tea and honey.
I'm not playing. I do that every, listen, I stage in the morning. Okay. On my shows, I drink my honey and my tea. Yes. Listen to meditate for a little bit. And then I'm just like, everybody get to work. Dead ass. Like, I'm telling you, I'd be all over the place.
Oh, shit. No, you gotta, whatever gets you there. Whatever gets you
there.
Then,
like, literally, like, I think, like, 5 minutes before, I just, like, usually, like, go off, like, you know, in a venue, I'll, like, pop into a little corner, like, a bathroom, and I'll just kind of, like, breathe deep and then tell myself, like, this is what you want. This is your life. And you gotta go get it. Okay. And then, so I guess that's my Eminem moment. You know, I'm just in like, this is what you want. You got this. Like, you know.
You got one shot. No.
Yeah, okay. Hey, for real, I'm like, okay. It was your opportunity. Oh, hell no.
No, I love that, though. I just wonder, because you already like a hype person. So I wonder, like, do you actually have like stage fright? Are you somebody that has to like? Oh,
absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want anyone to think that because trust me, a lot of people do that you wouldn't think so, but it's really just that moment before that you got, it's almost like a switch. Like, all right, I'm Frida, but right now I got to be Frida K. Mm. And it's just like, boom, you just go. And then it's just like, so it's, I mean, think about it, we're entertainers, you know, we all have sides of us and you just got to tap into which one.
Nice. So. Okay. Cause she said, I'm a professional. I do this.
What you mean?
I do like this. Switch on. I love that. I love that. I used to have bad stage fright actually. So I always wonder.
Terrifying.
Like, I used to really be like, before I used to go host events, and I'd be like, okay. Like, you know, breathe
your throat,
hard.
Your throat starts closing up.
Don't crack like, in and shit. I'm like, I don't think I can. I can do it.
Yeah.
And then, right, it's like, you just gotta, like, put yourself gotta, real quick. Then you get on there, and then it's like, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Or Sasha Fierce, as she said. It's a whole nother person.
That's so funny.
I love that. Okay. So, you ready then for your show coming up?
Oh, yeah. I've been practicing. I got my little, like, mirrors in my studio room and stuff like that. So this one I'm gonna have some dancers too. So it's gonna be a little turned up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
dancers.
Oh yeah. Got a little something. Y'all gotta check it out. I could have did a little. You're like, I got you in the next show, girl.
No, I love that. So how do you deal with criticism?
Oh God. Honestly, I just try not to like take it too. Actually, no, I lied. I'll take it for what it is. Honestly. It's really about being self-aware. So if it's something that they say, and even if it hurts, I'm like, well, damn, are they telling the truth? Mm. And then I'm like, all right, cool. Let me assess it that way. If it's just like bullshit, if it's just stupid, if it's hurtful, if it's just like there's no constructive like anything behind it, then I just kind of ignore it. You have to. Because if you read every single freaking, I remember one time like a couple years back, one of my first videos dropped, I did a cover to Problems. And somebody wrote, holy shit, I didn't know Adele sang R&B. And this is when she was heavier.
Okay.
So it was like a diss. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it. So what I commented was like, well, shit, thank you for comparing me to Adele.
Right.
Who's a fucking Grammy Award. Exactly. You know, she's a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff like that, like, you can't let it tear you down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you really just got to take it for what it is. And if anything, I feel like I'm winning in that aspect if I take something good out of it.
Nice.
So that's kind of how I deal with it. Okay. But I mean, we're all human.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a bad day, I'm like, oh my God, you know, but then you got to bounce back.
Right. Absolutely. You got to bounce the fuck. And fuck whoever the fuck said that. You're lame as fuck. You're lame as fuck. Whoever fucking said that. But right. Adele, nigga, that's a Grammy Award winning artist.
I was like, thanks.
Like, and you listen, bitch.
Right. But you watch the video.
You listen, bitch. You listen.
That's so funny.
Okay. Because that's the attitude you need to have.
Well, if you are going to listen to every single person. Right. This is not the feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Because
people are going to say what the hell they want.
Mm-hmm.
Especially being in the spotlight, they think they're entitled to say what the hell they want.
Right.
So.
Fuck them. No, for real. Because seriously. I deal with a little bit of. Okay, Big Sal in his bench.
Hey.
Okay, Big Sal. Your pillow talk.
y'all gay? Because listen,
he been everywhere. Sal, I know. I know.
That's
I love
my
him.
Nigga right I there.
I know. Fucking Big Sal, man.
That's a real nigga right there.
He hilarious.
Shout out
too.
To you, Big Sal. You always showing love to Pillow Talk. Appreciate you. Make sure you share this. All right. For me and Frida. Do that. Do that. Now let's get into a little bit of knowing Frida. You feel me? I done drilled you a little bit on you and your persona.
Yeah.
So now let's have a little fun. I want to know, you know, it's summertime. You be outside. We already know that. So I want to know some of your favorite things to do in the summer. What's a favorite food that you eat, like, only in the summertime?
Only in the summertime? Salads, honestly. I know that sounds so weird, but, like, I don't eat salads during the winter. No
what
other
you want?
Time.
What you want with the salad?
I don't know, but I like doing, like, strawberry field salads. Like, I know it sounds weird, but, like.
But those are better in the summer, though. That's true.
All of fruit is just period. It is better in the summer. It is better. But honestly, probably that. I eat way more fruits, way more salads, and just more trail mix. I know that sounds weird, but like more snacks.
Okay.
Because you know, during the summer, it's like hot. You don't want to be sitting there like all full and
cooking over shit.
Eating pasta and shit. Like, oh God. You're like you melting it, you know? Oh God. No, yeah. So that's, I mean, otherwise.
You don't want that itis because y'all got to be outside.
No, no. Otherwise, I mean, Chinese, I eat that all year round.
Okay. So. It's my favorite. What's your favorite Chinese dish? What? Food, Chinese rice. Mm. What is it? Egg foo young.
Sweet and sour chicken with some
lo mein. Okay.
That's my go-to. And crab rangoons. At my wedding,
I definitely fuck up crab rangoons.
Listen, I'll have a whole platter at every single one of my tables. You're invited.
The bitch is like, okay. We in this thing, bro. We in this thing. Yeah, I fuck with those. Those fight.
I love them. Fire. Like,
And you need like two orders because they only give you like
mean?
Four.
Oh, not the place.
And
I've
been thinking
to.
Like, where you go?
I go to this one place called Panda and Grays Lake. They give you 10 of those Panda. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
How much? $5.50.
Oh yeah, we pulling that. Yeah. Yeah, we pull it up. Because they looking at me some type of way because I need two orders. Bitch, oh, I need two. I'm going to have to pull up.
Pull up.
Okay. So do you prefer summer days or summer nights?
Ooh. I think when I was younger, summer nights. I think now, summer days. Because I feel like the sun, you know, it's just so pretty. Yeah. Like
sun on your face.
Yes. Like, it's just magical. But they're, I don't know, man. That's a good question.
It is.
I'm like 50-50. Summer. You're going to get a lot of that. I'm all over the place. I'm like, I like this, but I like this too.
They both fine.
Yeah. Like, it depends on the day. No, I'm just kidding.
But not what we're doing that day.
Yeah, pretty much.
I definitely love summer days. I'm
there's
a
just
big,
something about it.
Yeah.
Like going to the beach.
Absolutely.
Or like people driving around. You got the music coming from different cars.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like hanging out and having a good time.
It is. I don't even mind glistening a little bit in the heat. I don't need mine.
I feel like it makes us look
you
good.
Know, we Midwest, we get winter 8 months out the year. So
I'm like, burn me up, baby.
You know, I'm like, I'll take this because it could be winter next week. We don't know.
No. Yeah, God, don't
we don't fucking know.
If
okay,
it snows, it's her fault. I'm just saying.
I ain't got no wood. Is this wood? Fuck. I don't want that shit to happen. Ooh, fuck that. So, what's worse to you, bees or mosquitoes?
Oh, bees. Oh, I love them because I know their purpose for nature. I'm a huge nature lover and all that stuff. I know their purpose and I don't want to hurt them, but goddamn, that little. I don't not like that. Mosquitoes suck, but I'd rather get mosquito bite than mess with a bee.
Okay, fair enough.
What about you?
Definitely bees. Mosquito. I don't know. My experience with bees, I done swatted their ass. They went away. That was that. But I always get toe up. The mosquitoes always get, they get the ankle bone.
They love
you know
you.
What I'm saying? The elbow bone. Like, just
good,
awkward
good.
Shit.
That's
you know? I be like, damn, nigga. I look like a crackhead and shit during the week because my shit fucked up. Like, and I scratch. Like, I cannot.
You are so funny.
I cannot.
You said, I scratch.
He's funny. He said, low-key spring and fall my shit. He funny as hell. First off, this ain't about you, Big Sam.
Mm-hmm. My day, my birthday. And I'm just kidding.
He's silly as hell. Okay, fair enough. So then you probably prefer the beach versus like indoor pools.
Yes. Absolutely.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Even though it'd be little particles floating, it's something about beach.
I just be like, it's fine. God made this. It's fine.
It's all right. You have a favorite beach that you go to around?
I used to go to the one in Zion a lot. The one, the nice beach. Like the really clean one, the one right off of
the Sheridan?
173. And Sheridan, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to go there a lot. I really like that spot. Other than that, like, I haven't been to the beach in a while, to be honest. But otherwise, I'll go to Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Just kind of kick it. Yeah. I can't really swim, so I don't like
oh,
too
shit. So I can't really swim.
I be getting my little, you know, my little feeties wet.
Okay, that's enough.
And then I just lay on the towel. And then go, and then, so you I know, Dad, I went swimming today.
Get my little tan. Get my little tan on. You funny as hell. So I just go lay on the towel. Period. You know, I'm dead.
With my little umbrella.
Okay. With the drinks. Mm-hmm. I be having my cooler is lit. So what's like your favorite summer outfit?
I love a good summer dress. Summer dress, some flip flops, and I am good to go, baby.
Okay.
So good. You get that nice breeze walking through. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Or biker shorts with a crop top.
I love me some biker shorts.
My God, they're like the best thing ever.
They are, though. And they go with every fucking thing.
They do. And they have, like, and you can even get, like, different patterns.
Exactly.
Like, you can make a whole shebang out of it. No, like, I love wearing heels with my biker shorts and some crop top. Oh, I'd be
jazzing it up. I ain't did that. I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna have to do that. I'd definitely love me biker shorts. I'll fuck with you on that for sure. Okay. So, day parties or brunches?
Day parties or brunches? I like food, so I'm gonna have to go with brunches.
I feel you on that. Me too.
I like food, so point me to that, please. Thank you.
Me fucking too, okay? I will be quick to pull up to a brunch. You said what time? Yep.
Mimosa.
Mimosa, exactly. Mimosa.
I'm there. Oh, yeah, I get real basic real quick. Like, what?
And I don't even got to get dressed. And that's why I like two brunches. I ain't even got to do all the most. I could just throw on some little shit. Yep. I'm there. I came to eat.
Jeans, nice little, you're there.
You ain't got to do all that. Day party kind of good. Got to get a little fake fancy.
You are so funny.
You know, fake fancy. Not action, you know, just a little bit.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. So again, happy birthday to you.
Definitely glad that you had a good birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what else can we expect from you in this upcoming year? I mean, I know we're back open now. The world, America, the world been open.
Yeah, true. There's a lot of, I'm very excited. You know, I'm working on a lot of projects right now. I know I got a single circles coming up in sometime in July. The date will be announced soon. I got a video shoot for Space, which I know y'all are going to be super hyped to see that with Annalisa Lissette. That's going to be super lit. Yeah, really, my main goal right now is just to record, and get that music out there.
Okay.
Stay tuned. There's a lot in the works, and I'm really blessed. A lot more performances as well. Just stay following, and you'll see all the latest, you know, information. Yes. So.
Okay.
It'll be good.
Exciting. Yeah. So what keeps you motivated? How are you continuing to go about all this theme right now?
So I would say my father, because him being an immigrant, like, he came to this country so that way we would have a better life. So, like, it's ingrained in me that I need to leave my future generations, like, in a better spot, that just like my father did for me. So that's a huge, huge driving factor. So
I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that. Now, I remember that you did sign language.
Yes. Yeah. My parents are both deaf.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So did you knew that all your life?
Or yeah. So I actually spoke sign language. I learned sign language before I talk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was actually my first language. Nice. Yeah. So I had, like, really terrible trouble speaking until about maybe 4 or 5. I was pretty much, like, silent. Wow. And now I don't shut up, which is kind of funny. You know, it's very ironic. You know what I mean? But, yeah, no, that was my first language. So, yeah, absolutely. I think at the show, you actually
talked. Yeah, that's cool. She performed the song, and she did the whole song in sign language for her parents, which was really dope. I've never seen nobody perform and do that. Do you do that often, like, all your performances?
That was actually my first time ever doing it, because my parents have never really been to a show.
Okay.
So they were like, no, I want to come out, you know, for the first time and this and that. And yeah, they loved it. And I definitely plan on doing more stuff with sign language, because it's a beautiful language it's ingrained in me, and it's my history. So it's like, I'm definitely going to have more in tune with that. Actually, Lucky Love and me had talked about doing a semi, because he knew sign language.
Oh, nice.
Very cool, right? Like, so we were talking about doing maybe a song and, like, doing sign language to it too. So that's definitely in the works. I haven't forgot about that. So
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's deep.
Gotta shout out to the deaf community, you know?
That's deep. Up in here.
So funny.
I love that, though. No, that's really dope, like, for real. And it is a undermining language. Like, a lot of people, I feel like, nowadays don't even be thinking about how impactful that language is.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember growing up, like, I don't know all sign language, but I had to take some of it growing up, because it was a lot of people that were doing it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was just so shocked to see you do it. And I was just like, oh, she raw as fuck for that. Like, you know, for real. You know, you included everybody, like, absolutely, with your music.
Yeah, well, I wanted everyone to know. I didn't want to just be like, all right, everyone, I'm just going to do my thing. You know, it was also a way for me to, like, kind of give thanks to my parents. Like, you guys are, you know, without you, I wouldn't be here. So it's like, thank you. You know, so.
Shout out to the parents.
Yeah. Shout out to mom and dad.
Shout out to the parents. Shout out to the parents. I love that. I love that. Do you have any advice for any aspiring people wanting to get into the music world?
Yeah, I would just say, like, believe in yourself. Like, don't let everybody, like, don't listen to the good stuff, but try to know who's there for you and who's not. You know what I mean? But I would just say really believe in yourself. That is the number one foundation, because if you don't believe in you, no one else is going to believe in you.
Yes.
I would just say that and stay strong. If it's something that you really can't like see yourself not doing, then you got to do it. Otherwise, you're just not going to be happy.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. So. Okay, I get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit. Uncomfortable to get to the next level of life. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Where are we going to see Miss Frida in the next couple of years? I see billboards. Shit. I see, give me my motherfucking teeth.
Oh, my God. This isn't my perusal. Okay. What the hell is this? Is this off-brand? You know what I like. Where my gold flakes?
You know what I like.
You know, I thought I'd be too.
You know what I like. You're fired.
Did you see the writer list? What the fuck? Hey, they ain't gonna know how to deal with me.
No, I ain't even gonna lie to you. That's what it's looking like.
She's such a diva, but she funny as hell.
No, for real. And I mean, you talented. Ain't like you gonna go up there, do your shit, and gonna be like, damn, let me go get this bitch tea.
What was the name of that again? Oh, shit. That ass. No, honestly, in a few years, I would like to see myself definitely up there doing numbers.
Yes.
Honestly, I want to get into acting too. Like, I want to do it all. I want to do it all, you know? That. So we'll see, you know? So
I could definitely see you acting. I would watch anything your ass is in. I would watch that. I would watch that shit. Anything you in, I would watch that shit. For sure.
I'm going to let you know.
For sure.
For sure.
No, I love that. But thank you again, Miss Frida K,
for having me.
For sliding through Pillow Talk. You are hilarious.
You are hilarious.
Funny as hell. Definitely appreciate you being here in the building. Oh, okay. We're about to be done. definitely appreciate you coming here, sliding on Pillow Talk Podcast. Make sure you guys follow her. Her IG is scrolling here on the bottom of the screen. And you can get her. Are you on Spotify, Apple?
I am. Any major streaming, yes. Frida K. Boom.
Okay, Frida K. As always, make sure you guys subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms, including iHeartRadio and YouTube, Rob and Yvette. Appreciate y'all. Sending love and light.
Peace out. Thank you.
Yes, queen. Yes,